However, I remember I began to tell a story about Jesus Christ, the man of my work one day. And I began to sit there and I said, Ken, I said, you know that God loves you. He said, yes, I do. He said, but I'm trying to reach perfection. Listen, you will never reach perfection until you get on the other side of this. And tonight, amen, I told him, I said, brother, I said, it's good that you're reaching perfection. I said, but you're missing one thing. I said, it's Jesus' blood, amen. It's the blood, amen, that we sing about tonight, amen. Yeah, that covers all sin. It's the blood, amen, that was put on the burnt offering, brother Jeff, in the old times. That was sin, amen, up to heaven that God received, amen. Yeah. It's the blood, amen, that was shed on his back by his stripes on the shield. It's his blood, amen, that covered the cross with his body, brother Jeff. It's the blood, amen, that flows from Emmanuel's veins. Listen, that's going to cover your sin. That's the only thing that's going to do it. Listen, a good life that you're living isn't good enough, amen. I began to sit there and I said, God, I said, I'm trying to live a good life, Betty. I said, I'm trying to keep your word and try to do the right things. But he said, that's not good enough. You got to get dedicated. Listen, I'm going to get somebody's back up here. Listen, if you want to be a successful Christian, brother Jeff, you got to get dedicated. Listen, if I always fall short, and I always get word from God. I've done a lot of bad things in my life, a lot of things I'm ashamed of. I'm only 20 years old, and there's a lot of stuff that I wish I could take back. Listen, there's a lot of things that I've done that I would never tell anybody, but listen, God still sees it. That's why there's grace and mercy. There's safety nets on both sides. There's there a way, amen, that you can walk down, that the sheep, amen, and the shepherd can walk hand in hand, and that can enter the same door, amen. Listen, you can't go no other way. We flip over somewhere, I can't find it. But he said, I am the door. Listen, amen, you wonder, amen, what's the door to heaven? Somebody said, you know, some people believe you can do all this Hail Mary stuff, and that's good enough. Some people believe you can jump up and down and do backflips and get to heaven. Some people believe that there's only 44,400-something thousand people that's going to heaven. Listen, I believe it's going to be enough of us uncountable. I believe there's going to be every single color, every single tribe. There's going to be a bunch of purples and greens and whites and blacks and everything like that. Tonight, amen, what he says, amen, the porter, amen, but he entered in by the door, is the shepherd of the sheep. Amen. Listen, he's talking about the devil, brother Jack. The one that decides to jump over the fence, amen, listen, is not God. Amen. Listen, tonight you may wonder, well, this is how I feel. Listen, I came this way. I said, to be honest with you, I told Daddy, he said, what's wrong with you this afternoon? I said, I'm scared to death. I got to preach. And I knew he was coming. So I sat there in my room, amen, and just began to sing. Amen. I mean, that song, amen, we sang this morning did not mention that I love him. Amen. Yeah, how I worship and the door I'm listening to. I hope I get about right here in about a minute. But listen, tonight, amen, listen, I love him, brother Jay. Yeah, I wouldn't do anything, amen, to try to tear his name down. Listen, if you're lost, amen, the reason why you're going to hell isn't because of me, isn't because of him or this church, it's because you all do it. Amen. That's right. And that cuts deep, but guess what? God's word cuts deep. Yeah. I begin to think about a lot of things. He says, and that stranger, amen, as you read down, they will not follow, but will flee from you. The Bible says to flee from the very presence of evil. It doesn't say wait till evil gets close, amen. Listen, if you got a home, you don't have a security system, you're in trouble. When somebody comes by, but nobody's going to know except you. But listen, if they see that ADT sign right there, I guarantee they're going to leave. They ain't going to bust in their house. Listen, they said, flee from the very presence of evil, amen. Listen, that's somewhere in there. I can't really remember where. It said the stranger, they will not follow. Listen, that's right. They said the stranger, they will not follow. Listen, brother Jeff, I mean, if I didn't know you, I wouldn't follow you. To be honest with you, I followed him since I was a baby because he's my daddy. Yeah. And I know him, amen. But listen, I didn't know Jesus until I was 14. I thought I knew him when I was 6. Amen. But listen, I was sadly mistaken. I was doing it because everybody else was doing it. Listen, I didn't get saved until I really got open. I remember Tim Nelson opened the door. And we were sitting there at Vacation Bible School. And he sat there and he opened up the floor, so to speak, with his hands. He said, I wish I could show you hell. And listen, the Bible gives a perfect account of what hell's like for the rich man. And then he began to sit there. And he said, listen, I'm probably jumping all over the place. But y'all can be rich. I'm just getting as much God's getting. And then listen, as the rich man began to say, he said, tell my brothers not to come to this place. Yeah. And I wonder, I mean, how many times in hell, I mean, people lifted their eyes and said, I wish I had one more opportunity. has not always drawn with man. There's a line out there somewhere in your life, amen, that God's drawn in the sand. And if you cross that line, God ain't ever going to come by your way. You might hurt people. Grabbing hold of the benches, amen, and wiping up in the benches, Brother Jess, because they wanted to get one more opportunity to feel that God's presence drawn on their heart. Listen, I remember I thought I was on my last road, Brother Jess. I thought I was at the convention of my train. I said, God, I said, I remember I went down there to pray with somebody, to be honest with you. Then God opened up that door, and I said, oh boy, I'm lost. I said, I'm going to hell. I said, God, would you save me if I'm not saved? Listen, it's that easy. It's not some PhD. I don't have a PhD in this stuff. Somebody said when I started preaching, they said, you're going to go to Bible school. I said, yeah, I'm in Bible school, Brother Jeff. This whole thing called life is Bible school. Listen, it's basic instructions before leaving earth is what the Bible stands for to me. Listen, this whole thing is Bible school to me. I'm learning as every day goes on. I don't need a PhD or nothing to tell me what's right, what's wrong, Brother Jeff. I don't need the law to tell me what's right and what's wrong. I don't even need Obama to tell me how I'm supposed to live my life, Brother Jeff. That word right there, King James 16:11, is how I'm supposed to live my life. And this is a law, amen, that God has given to all mankind. Listen, if he's lost short, in which he will, there's grace. I mean, you just got to find it in the law. Listen, tonight, if you're lost and then you're lost without God, you don't have a clue in what I'm talking about. Why don't you come down and find out tonight, Brother Jim? Listen, God sent this message along the way for somebody tonight. It may be a little bit of encouragement. It may be that there's somebody lost in the very presence tonight that's lost without hope, brother. If you go down to hell, listen, I'm going to tell one more time. If you go down to hell, you're going down on your own dues. Not mine, not pastors, nobody else. Not mom and daddy. This is not a mom and daddy thing. A lot of people, I went to school when I was in high school. We go to FCA and all the things, which is a great thing. I'm not knocking on them. There's some people that I know that used to sit there and say, yeah, well, I said this prayer. And the guy told me I was saved. No, that don't have happened. They said, no, I read this letter. That's how it happened. No, that's not how it happened. Listen, you've got to get a contrite heart and a contrite spirit inside of you that says, hey, if I don't do something, I'm going to die and go to hell. Amen. Listen, and some people it takes to 50 years old. Some people it takes to 80 on their deathbed. Listen, some people think it takes me like 14. Some people are 6. Some people, all these numbers, but listen, I wouldn't bank on another day. God said it, you might promise tomorrow. Listen, all you got to do, and I know this story, I don't know where this came from, I'm going to hit it while I'm here. There's a guy in Iraq, and somebody told me this story. And he was a firm believer in God, and he was a devout Christian over there. And he was sitting there, and he said, they said, do you believe in God? I said, yeah, I do. He said, go get that Jeep and drive it. Amen. Listen, I don't know where I'm going with this, but y'all just hold on a minute. But he said, I'm getting in this Jeep, and I'm going to drive it over here and park it over here. So he got the Jeep, cranked it up, and drove over there and parked it there. His sergeant and the rest of those guys were in tears because he opened up the hood, and there was no engine, Brother Jeff. Listen, you may think that's something crazy. I don't think it's crazy, too, but I'm a firm believer that God can move mountains, amen, with the faith of a mustard seed. And God can sure move a Jeep without an engine. If he wants to, amen. Listen, tonight, if you got a mountain in your life, amen, it seems like the weight is over your head. Just hold on, because the answer's on the way. And then you cries, amen. Have a walk in the master, amen. And everything's going to be all right. Woo! Thank you, Lord. I'm excited now. Listen, I'm glad, amen, that I like cries of Brother Jeff. When I was going through the battle last week, I was sitting there. I said, God, where are you? And I was sitting there. I said, God, I don't know what you're doing. I don't know where you are right now. But God came to me in the middle of the night, Brother Jeff. And I began to pray. And I began to feel the calm and assurance, Brother Jeff. That help was on the way. Listen, tonight, amen, Lord, as you read. I've got a priest last week in Old Fellowship. I'm not trying to touch back on it. The Bible says, where is your faith? Amen, tonight. I'm going to hit all over the place tonight. So y'all just bear with me. It's like a machine gun. I'm going to hit all of you. Listen, tonight. But where is your faith? Amen. The Bible says, where is your faith in his disciples? Amen. They said, what manner of man is this? Amen. That calls the seas and the wind and the seas obey and listen to now. What manner is this of a man that can bring a baby out of a mother's womb and grow him up to be something beautiful? Listen, I don't know how many people it's been. There's been about 10 million something babies aborted in the past since the time of abortion started, Brother Jeff. Listen, those could have been the next Billy Grahams. Those could have been the next, amen, cancer, people that find out cure cancer. That could have been another just ordinary saint of God, amen, that touches more people than you can But listen, if you just have the faith in him that God can bring a baby out of a womb and in and make him into something special, you ought to have the faith that God can take your life. And you may see it in shambles, and God can take your life.
Yeah.
And there's something with it, amen. Listen, a lot of people believe, and God said there's no want in it. You ought not be lazy. There's no reason, Brother Jeff, for a Christian to be lazy. There's a bunch of people that say, they even say this country's not a Christian nation anymore. I beg to differ. I firmly believe in Pawnee County and Cobb County, Georgia, there's enough people praying that God will see fit to bless this nation one more time. Amen. I firmly believe that. Listen, and if you're not going to pray, find out good by myself. I'll pray anyways. Amen. Listen, I mean, if the world comes down to it, and we got some crazy president up there that wants to say you can't preach anymore. Well, guess what? I guess I'm going to have to go to jail then because I'm going to keep on preaching. Amen. If God says I can't sing about Jesus, I'm going to keep singing about Jesus. Amen. There's a song. Brother Jeff says, just preach Jesus. Amen. Just preach Jesus. Amen. If you're not preaching about him, you're preaching in vain. Brother Jeff, listen tonight. Amen. That if you're lost, like I said, listen, you're not a sheep. Amen. You're a goat, amen. Listen, you know, I don't want to be a goat, Brother Jeff. I want to be a sheep. I want to be a sheep, amen, that comes. When God opens up that door and he comes to my life and says, man, he blessed you. You really messed up a lot on your life. You really messed a lot of things up. But the one thing that has saved you from hell is my blood. And he wrote my name down on July 18, 2007. As an eighth grade year old little boy going into high school to play some football. Listen, he said, amen, though he wrote my name down. Listen, tonight, I don't know what day to do. The thing's October 6th. Why not tonight, Brother Jeff?
Yes,
on a Sunday night, amen, in the church. Make your name known in the Lamb's Book of Life. There's an opportunity for you tonight. There's an open door. Listen, I can't find a stopping place. I'm going to keep on going. But listen, the blind, he came to the blind man. Brother Jeff, there's a blind man in the street. Amen, he was a... He was a beggar, named Lazarus, I believe, if I'm not mistaken. They said, Jesus is coming by. He said, who? He said, Jesus. Amen. Listen, when he got to the street, he started naming out Jesus of Nazareth. Amen. Oh, I don't know what else he said, but he just said Jesus. Amen. That's all I can remember. But listen, he said, Jesus. Amen. When he said, they said, hush down, hush down. But he began to yell even louder. He said, Jesus. Amen. Thou son of Nazareth. And he began to tell the city about Jesus. Amen. Listen, tonight, I don't know if you're in high school, if you're in college. Like me, I'm in college. And there's a lot of people that's lost. Amen. Or who I went to school with. But listen, there's been a time, amen, in my life that I couldn't go without a meal, that I couldn't go without anything except talk about Jesus. Amen. I don't need food, Brother Jeff. I don't need water. All I need is Jesus. He's all I need to know I'm ever going to want. Listen, tonight, you can say the same thing if you really want to. Tonight, all you have to do is take that first step like I did. All I did was take the left step out, and God carried me the rest of the way, Brother James. I remember, as I was sitting there in college, on a Thursday night, I mean, oh God, has been dealing with me about preaching. I don't know where this is going, but I'm just going to get it as it comes. Y'all better than me to listen. I began to sit there on a Thursday night. I said, God, I said, how can I do this? I can't sleep, Brother James. I couldn't eat. I couldn't play baseball. I couldn't do anything. And we were in the middle of practice. When they were hitting me ground balls, I was sitting there and said, God, how am I going to be able to do this? Listen, while I was driving up 985, and I've told this story many, many times, but it's my testimony. And it means the world to me. But I was driving up 985 from Buford, Georgia. And I was driving up there, and I was going up to Cleveland, Gainesville exit, Eddie. And I began to sit there. I said, God, I said, how am I going to do this? I said, I still don't want to read the Bible out loud. I can't read that well. I said, God, I can't do a whole lot. He said, don't worry about it. Take care of it.
Yeah,
listen, right. Amen. He said, he's going to take away baseball. And the devil did on his shoulder, and God was on this one. He said, just trust me. He said, God, the devil said, you're going to lose your family. God said, just trust me. It's going to be all right. He said, you're going to lose your schooling, and your grades are going to fail. I mean, but God said, just trust me. He said, you're going to lose baseball and your scholarship. But God said, just trust me. Listen, as I began to drive up that road, the whole way there to Trim McConnell College, which was about 2 hours, it seemed like, I began to pray. And I began to see God's face in the middle of my life. And I remember on a Thursday night, Brother Jeff, I was sitting in my chair about surrender all. Can't believe my heart. Listen. And I threw up my arms like this. And I'm not joking when y'all was the only one in my room. And I said, God, I said, if you want me to do this, I surrender myself to you. I'll tell you why this relief came over me like it wasn't nothing before. It was done like I got saved again, Brother Jeff. But it just wasn't as good. But listen, that's one thing I ain't ever got over is my salvation. And tonight, amen, God's telling you to do something. You better do it, amen. Or somebody else is going to, he don't need you. He really don't. But you need him. Listen tonight as I come. I don't know where I'm about to be stopping place, but if you come get us all. But listen tonight. Amen. He says, I am the door, and I am the way, the truth, and the life. Listen, he says, I am. There is no other way, Brother Jeff. There is no other way, church, and for you to enter into heaven.
That's right.
You're not on your own merit. Your blood is not good enough, but it takes the blood of a perfect sacrifice.
Yeah.
And listen tonight, if you don't have that, why don't you grab a hold of one of these things right here? And right here on the ground, I'll pray with you, it don't matter.
Yeah.
I'm not ashamed.
That's
listen,